Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics, and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who was Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world listened to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all.
You're the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 73 of this fine Monday night. My favorite night because I get to get on the internet and puke my guts out.
And say whatever you want.
With my lovely and talented co-host, Samarian.
Beautiful, in fact.
Hello, beautiful, lovely co-host, Samarian.
Hey, Sean.
Wow. Who's the people with the weird, fucked up, weird number names?
They love you.
Well, they better change their names by the time I get to them in the IRC. Otherwise, I'll boot them. So,
you're no fun.
No, I'm not.
You're
any
fun. No fun.
Well, I don't play IRC games. I don't have to be fun because this is my fucking show.
People, I have one of those funny names.
You don't? Do you?
Yes.
You change your name to that?
Yes.
I'll boot you then. So there, you're fired. Get out. I'll just skip over them. They don't really count. So, I don't really know. I just, you know, mind you, you've got to give these people credit. I mean, because it takes, geez, how can we fuck with Sean tonight? Because, you know, they sit there with their all over the world, and they're like, how can we fuck with Sean? You know, because it's fun to fuck with Sean.
We like him getting, you know, really mad.
We like him getting really mad at us. You know, it's pretty.
They're testing you, Sean.
There's not too many programs or media at all, actually, where it's on at a regular time, and you constantly have interaction with the host.
Yes,
you
constantly.
Know what I mean? You know, and there's no buffer here. There's no buffer in the IRC.
No.
You know, you can be in there and be like, oh, Sean sucks dead donkey dick, you know.
And everyone will see it.
And everyone will see that, you know, versus Oprah, where you get on Oprah and you're like, Oprah sucks dead donkey dick, and you're done. You know,
it's over.
You won't even get there. You'll have to lie like a fucking, like a cheap rug in order to get through there. But anyway, with your normal name or with a fucked up name, you are still free to distribute this broadcast in any way you see fit. You can do whatever you like with it. You can copy it, hand it up to J-Dubs. You can
make remixes of it.
You can make remix of it, which we have another one.
We do.
And I'm pleased
after
about
a long
that.
Amount
Sabo.
Of time. Yeah,
say it with fucking Sabo. I love that guy. And I'm waiting for the coffee to kick in, eh?
You have the coffee.
Kinda,
it's not kicked in yet?
No, it hasn't.
How far are you
in.
Through it?
I don't know. It's kind of like that downward spiral there,
yeah.
You know? Everybody knows where I'm at right now. Where for the first little while, if you're tired and you drink coffee, your body's got to assimilate that coffee, and then it just kind of like, you know, and you're all good. It's like that scene from The Reloaded where they're all dancing, and all of a sudden that bass line kicks in, and you're all like, yeah, okay. Which was fucking cool. I finally seen Matrix Reloaded. I've seen it twice now. I'm going to see it again probably tomorrow.
Yep.
Because I get to see it for
I haven't
free.
Seen it the second time yet, because now
it's
understand
cooler the
it
second time, because you can understand what the old guy was saying.
Yeah.
Without ruining it for anybody. Of course, everybody worth their salt has probably already seen it in the IRC. But
yeah.
The first time through, I'm like, wow, I have no idea what the fuck that old guy is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, hey,
just
old,
blab, blab, blab.
I'm like, I really think we should.
Waiting for the action.
If we had the budget, fuck, I'd love to redo the Matrix films with, like, me as Neo. That'd be just so funny with the whole Sean Kennedy character.
I mean, like, with acting instead of Keanu.
Well, I mean, Keanu's cool, but...
He's perfect for the part. A dumb guy who doesn't know what's going on.
Well, the funny thing is...
And it worked for the second one,
the
too.
The funny thing is I've got a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
Southpaw Samurai has a buddy who's in the movie industry and knows Carrie Ann Moss.
Oh, yeah?
And
that's not too far-fetched. She's from around here.
Yeah, she's from around here. So I just thought it'd be really fucking cool...
To get her in
and, or have her show up in an SKTFM episode or something like that. You know, like...
Yep.
But, you know, good fucking luck. You know?
Yeah, get her to say, dodge this.
Yeah, get her to say,
that'll
dodge this.
That'll be her catch line for the rest of her life.
Oh.
Hey, Carrie Ann, can you say, dodge this?
Yeah, I'm sure she'd love that.
Oh, yeah.
Even if, you know, I answered. Or she's there and I'm like... She's like, whoa, wrong door. Yeah, okay, click.
Yeah, well, just like on and off.
Yeah, just like,
and people
whoa.
Like, hey,
wait a minute.
Rewind.
I'd love to have rapid fucking rad cameos like that. Another one we wanted to do is Scotty and I were talking about this, was to go to where they, because apparently The Prisoner, the old TV show The Prisoner, if anyone here hasn't seen it, but they have a convention there every year.
At the place
where they film it. And
that's
everyone dresses
crazy
up.
Place.
And, yeah, and everyone dresses up and it's like you're in the village. So
In the village.
So I was thinking it'd be awesome to like do the full on Prisoner ripoff with me, and they grab the wrong guy.
We'll put you in a bubble and push you down the beach or something.
I'd be like, I'll make fun of Rover and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And he goes, that is Rover. He will keep you on the island. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
I'm getting out of here.
Well, I'm going to, you know, do a big stretch here and get me a knife. That's the first thing that's
going to nobody
happen.
Had any weapons. A stick with a nail in it would have got you off that island,
No knife, huh? Is there anything made of glass? Let's gradually do. We'll break the glass, wrap cloth around the handle, and a knife!
Weapon!
Yeah, wow!
Everyone fears.
Oh, yeah.
You have glass!
Whoa! Plus, you know, British people, they're cool. I like British people. They're very polite. But what they really need is some good, you know, Ken Shamrock kind of wog action on the go. Where they just kind of close with and destroy the enemy. That's what you need. But where are we at here? I guess still got to go through the IRC. So, what do we got in the IRC tonight? Tonight in the IRC Mixed Salable, we have Cow, Missy C, Shade, Smokehouse, someone. Zandad, Pyro, Linux, Abadoo, Alien Banner, Aliens Take Me, Alpha 736, Anal Drippage.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh. Angelica Firestorm, my favorite side effect. Actually, it's anal seepage is the actual term for it. Angry Monkey, a Panther Bee, Blung, Seaboard Cabot, Camilla Zuris, Chemical Astral, Coyote Reloaded, Dancing Monkey, Delamorcha, Delusion, Digitalia, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Make Me Say Think.
Don't make me say think.
Do make me say think.
Do.
Oh, do no. make say think. Oh, okay. Do make say think. I gotcha. Dorky, Dr. Chris, Dreaming of Sean, Earth Scum, Echo, Eno Studio. Flattery will get you everywhere on the show. I am like a great dragon who is easily flattered. Frenic, Frozen Foxway, FT Linux, Gluco, Pissed Off. Why are you pissed off, Gluco? Gorko, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Hackop, Hexfreak, as I scroll down, HL Sniper, Half-Life Sniper, Judging Eagle, Kabufa Unix, Casey Saul, Kello, Kexler, Kinley Boy, Lento, Mary Bell Version, M. Height, Might? That could be Might, yeah. Mick J, Sab Hiatus, Midnight Guard, Mr. Echo, Mr. Sid, My Eyes Are Bleeding, Nidalp, and our Paladin backwards, I see what he did there. Node, Organ Grinder, Sid 3. Two other people who didn't hear me. People, Tree, Rich. Hey, Rich, how you doing, buddy? Ricky Rockin', 7210. Sir Dork, Scavenger, Southpaw Samurai. Hey, buddy. Spider Noir. Aren't you supposed to be working? Southpaw? Oh, well, never mind.
Skipping work.
Spider Noir, Spudley Stats, the bug with a hex name. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
They're all hexadecimal names.
Some of them. Mine wasn't. I was going binary.
Did they actually generate a hexadecimal name?
They were. They were going into web pages and looking up their names, but of course
that's pretty long.
That's
kind of cool then.
Yeah.
What I wish I could be really cool and actually could read hexadecimal and I would just read out their names.
They'd be like, ah.
Yeah, at that stage, you'd be like, wow, Sean is leet. Ricky Rocket, 7210, Sir Dork, Scavenger, Southpaw Samurai, Spider-Nar, Spudley Stats, The Bug with Hex Name, Cyber Christ, good name, Templar Knight, Chances Store, Turmoil, Turnstrike, Tide, Turg on Postal, We Love Sean, Wi-Fi, PetSmart, Shop Smart, Shop PetSmart, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, X6656A, Yerky, Zarostra, I'm So Cool, Read It In...
I'm so cool.
Read it. Whatever. So that's it. That's all. That's it for tonight's show. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. If you want to get in touch with us here at the station, you can get Samarian with all your cool digital Photoshop stuff. Fuck, I'm really just...
I'm not enough coffee, really.
I'm a fat bag of shit tonight. I'm just. We should do like the halftime fucking thing right now. So I can just reload. Yeah. Fuck me. Yeah.
You'll make it. You'll
make it. Info@rayradio.com.
That's right.
And we still need your help with
that. We do. We need your bandwidth because, you know, we eventually are going to run out. People drop off, so we always need new people. So if you have a job or you work at an ISP or you can just, like, steal it from somewhere and no one will find out, email me, info@rantradio.com.
I've got something, I've got something for everyone else here. You know how you do the, you're going to laugh at this. You're going to say, fuck you, Sean, this is impossible.
How about I do it before you said, fuck you, Sean, that's impossible.
Okay.
Okay. Now that's out
of
the way.
Why does this sound drastically like a Ron Popey fucking commercial? How about that for you, people? Is that good enough? All right, Ron. Thanks, Ron. No, seriously.
Yep.
I was cruising around on eBay, which is always a bad place to lurk in the shallows of eBay.
Typing in occult.
Actually, I typed in Max Headroom. Which is fun to type in old, you know, movie names and shit like that.
See what comes up.
And I found some Network 23 bumper stickers, which I thought was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, there was like Network 23 live and direct, right? And it didn't say anything about Max Headroom. It just said Network 23. It's like uber hardcore.
One out of 100,000 people will get that.
Yeah, but that's
and they'll go,
cool.
Ah!
And they're like, that's fucking rad, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
You say Edison Carter to most people and they're like, who? Great online name.
Edison Carter.
Getting a fucking, if you want to get like a fake ID, have the name Edison Carter as your fake ID. That'd be an awesome one for me, actually.
Yep. I could Anybody who hasn't watched that show, watch that show.
Yeah, download all the, considering it was made in like 1980, oh fuck, like.
Mid? Early?
It's early.
Early 80s?
Yeah,
no, it's way
years ahead of its time. Years ahead of its time. I got really high one day and watched all of Max Headroom's, and that's where I came up with the idea of doing Tales from the Afternoon.
Yep.
So that's, you know,
if you want some reference.
There's some reference. And, they had a thing like Happy Sky Clearance, where everything gets so fucked that there's a party because all the satellites decay orbit and they fall in the cities.
That was crazy.
And the little parts of satellites follow children, and they're like, hee hee.
And they're all happy.
Burning pieces of satellite.
And they all got umbrellas and they're sheltering themselves.
Yeah, and this is in 1980 something.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's really advanced.
They were just starting to put up the massive amounts of satellites. That was right at the beginning.
That's probably the most cyberpunk TV show ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, what a fucking awesome show. But anyway, so I was cruising around on there and I thought, Jesus, you know, we have a internet radio station. What would it take to make an internet TV station? Mm-hmm. To make a Network 23?
Much more bandwidth. How about that?
I know it would take a sick amount of bandwidth, but I'm sure that if we were to start doing it, you know, I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
It would be.
How would we do that, though?
I don't know. You mean like streaming TV, like you log in and some other show is always playing, not like download. Like
Streaming one.
It's possible. It's
now,
just the bandwidth,
I was talking to CyberTech, and he was telling me there's this thing called multi-threading, which was supported by the new internet, where apparently it doesn't require that much bandwidth because it's all handled on the router side.
Yeah. About 5% of the internet works like that.
Well, what do you want? Are we lead hacksaws?
We got to convince... Those big companies.
Are we lead hacksaws or are we not lead hacksaws?
Yeah, I wish it was multicasting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And I wish that they implemented it and it was more more out there, but it's not, unfortunately. But there are other solutions.
Would there be?
Yes. There's something like, well, let's say you broadcast a TV show.
Right.
And you broadcast it to me.
Right.
And then I, in turn, broadcast it to somebody
else.
Yeah,
like peer-to-peer. Like, it's like Kazaa, only with TV shows.
Yeah, leapfrogging off each other.
Well, how do you do that?
There's software out there, but not for that yet. Not for broadcasting video. They have it for audio. So there's something
internet!
To think about.
Internet! Give me some echo. Give me some echo. And
give me some echo, too. Oh.
Internet! Hear me! To show the core political that we are not afraid.
Sorry, I just had to do that. No, it'd be really cool if someone could cook some of that shit up.
I mean, it's coming. It'll eventually come.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, peer-to-peer
video.
If we
could speed up the process.
Yeah, you know, if there's any serious code monkeys out there, it'd be like, you know, hey, my company's doing some top-secret shit on that.
I'm actually working on it.
Are you?
Yes.
You can't code worth a fuck.
I know. I'll be the organizer.
I'll be the organizer.
No, it's actually in the forums right now. Go take a look. It's been there for a week, and people are going,
I knew that. I check the forums all the time.
It's,
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. Go look under general. It's at the top. It's a sticky note. It's a bunch of projects that I need people to help with.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody's got some talent, there's a bunch of different categories. One of them's programming.
Well, shit.
And so go take a look
at that, because that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, just go to Rant Radio and then click on forums on the left-hand side. It's a little button.
Very cool.
And you can go take a look at that.
Very, very cool. Yep. Photoshop.
Ooh, Photoshop.
Yeah, now Photoshop tonight made me, I was thinking, you know, the big problem is that we have no dirt. There is no land for the log movement.
No.
See.
We're all spread out across the globe.
Well, it's true. You know what I mean? But furthermore, where the fuck are we going to get land?
That's tough. It's all kind of discovered now, eh?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except for I was thinking, I'm like, damn, you know, shit. What if, though? What if...
In lieu of a spaceship, of course.
Well, there's lots of uncharted islands.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. There's a gob of uncharted islands.
I would have thought with satellites and
all
that.
But they're all like...
There's just nobody there.
Nobody there. You could like fucking...
Plant a flag and say fuck off, right?
Well, no. The problem there is that you are in fact fucked. If the country finds out you're there, they'll go like,
so it's all owned. There's just nobody there.
Yeah. Just nobody gives a shit. So you're technically trespassing, but the country probably wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about... Wait a minute. We call the planet Earth when quite clearly it's ocean.
True.
You know what I mean? Like
mostly
two-thirds...
Ocean. A lot of ocean. Like
76%
or something, yeah.
And I always like to think, before I make a decision about what I'm going to do with my life, you know what I mean? I like to think, like, what about your ancestors? You know, like, 50 years ago, or even, say, 100 years ago, people, if they would have dreamed for a chance at traveling, and they never would have been able to travel because, you know, it's just not fucking feasible. Yeah, too expensive, and only the super elite could do it, right?
Yep.
But now we live in a day and age where everyone could travel, and they don't. You hear about these guys whose families work for fucking, and they can fly anywhere for like $20.
That's right.
You know, and they never go anywhere.
Because it's there. It's just too easy.
Whatever.
You can go next week.
And I always think that, Jesus, you know, shit, man, like that, what a fucking crime. What a total high crime to have that capability and never, ever affect utilize it, you know what I mean? So what I was thinking is, what if we didn't need a landmass? What if we did the snow crash thing? If you haven't read Snow Crash, if anyone in the IRC hasn't read Snow Crash, that's the next book you read. Snow Crash, they had a floating city, which was just lashed together ships in the book Snow Crash. There was like this one big ship, which I think was an aircraft carrier, and there was a bunch of other little boats, and it was like this huge city, and everybody was like all there, and there was like bazaars, and people could do... It was all this big floating city.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty
like
cool.
Like Waterworld?
No, Waterworld was actually a floating structure,
okay,
which sank, and then they had to rebuild it at a very high cost to them, which made it one of the most expensive movies ever made, which incidentally was a huge flop. I think Waterworld actually outdid like a couple other huge, monstrous fucking flops because of that. They built this huge, elaborate set, and the fucking thing sank, and they're like, fuck, there it goes. Bloop, bloop.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Well, we still got to make a movie,
well,
I guess.
We still got to make a movie. Oh, well, start again. You know, good union. But anyway, so... Yeah. So I was just thinking that was cool. So what I'd like to see, though, is I'd like to see some ideas and concepts for the Photoshop tonight of log boats.
Mm.
So this was a little bit more creative.
Log boats or log city?
Well, either or.
Yeah.
Either just, or. If you want to have, like, log super reconnaissance speed boats or some with Rant Radio logos on aircraft carriers and fucking all that dopey shit.
Out in the ocean.
Anything you want. Yeah, speed boats, rapid reconnaissance craft, biker craft, whatever. You know,
nice.
do the full-on log water world shit on the go. So that's the Photoshop tonight, is the log ship. Now, on to my life.
Sean's life.
It's pretty interesting, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to talk to you tonight about, because we are the last of the free media. You know what I mean? But I think we need to nail down. I've had a lot of people send me stuff that they think is, you know, going on. So I wanted to think of the most controversial shit that nobody ever talks about. Like,
so controversial?
No politicians talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, radio show. Whoa.
Because if they do.
Yeah. So
it spells death.
Let's get it out in the open here. You know what I mean? Because you're kind of a fence sitter.
Some things.
Well, you're objective.
Yes.
You're objective. You know, you try not to put your own spin on stuff. You know what I mean?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, you're a vegetarian.
Don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Meat is murder.
Is that a left-wing thing, or what is that? Is that even political? I guess...
Not really many parties kind of go with that.
Well, it's kind of a life choice. It's like saying you're gay. Is that a right-wing or a left-wing thing? You know, it's really not.
It's not.
Right? You know, it's one of those.
Doesn't involve politics too much.
So let's get talking here and start. Let's just fucking know you can't abstain from any of this. You have to have an opinion.
I've looked at the list, and I'm
pretty
good on it.
Okay.
Yep.
First one, right off the cuff, you know you want to talk about it. That's right. It's dead babies.
Dead
abortion.
Babies everywhere.
Abortion.
Yep.
How do you stand on abortion, Samarian? What's your stance on the whole abortion thing?
Until... Do you really want to know?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Until the umbilical cord's cut, it's still part of you.
Really?
Yep.
So like 8 months, fucking baby's kicking, everything's fine, you can kill it.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your bottom line there.
That's where I draw the line. Other people draw the line different places.
Hmm.
Some people draw it at the first trimester or before even conception, right? Or whenever people go kill kids, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I think
post-birth abortions.
Post-birth abortions. I personally...
It's still feeding off of you, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I'm going to have to say, like, that's a really, really dangerous ground to go on. I'm going to say right off the top that I'm a big... Everything that I'm into is choice. I'm into free choice for everybody.
Let me say this. This is for my life. This is not for other people's lives. I'm not about to go... impose that rule
on
other people's lives.
Well, you can't make people kill their kids, man.
That's right.
I mean, if I could do that, shit, I'd be some rich dude.
But for me, it's like, yeah, it is choice. It's like, you choose when you want to get that thing out of your body.
That's right. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, for me, everybody's different. You know what I mean? This isn't like we're not fucking, you know, we don't all develop at the same rate and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I would have to say that I think abortion is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally cool. I'm right into it.
Yeah.
Right up until a doctor or someone learned who's like, you have multiple opinions, who says the child can live on its own.
See, that's a good point of view, right?
If it cannot now...
Unaided?
What's that?
Unaided.
Yeah,
like
the child
no
can,
respirators and put in an incubator for 5 months and fed specially.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think that I don't know enough about child birthing to actually draw a line in the sand and go,
that's right.
You know what I mean? But definitely the first two trimesters or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm all for abortion, but I think at that stage
that's
when...
not bad, right?
If it's like...
It's ready to go.
If you just forgot to get... If you did forgot to, you know, you give birth, the umbilical cord's still there, you stick in the head with a mining pick, you know...
Some people might not like
you
that.
You can't kill your baby with a rock hammer under the excuse that the umbilical cord
is
still...
Nope, doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't... No, not my kid, smoke.
That's
no,
good.
No,
funny head.
I think that that's... You know, I think that that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that generally people who are like, you know, humming and hawing about whether or not they should have the baby, and, you know, because people are fucking stupid.
Yes, they are.
You know what I mean? But if the child, I think probably the first two trimesters, you're all cool to get the abortion. But, I mean, fuck, man, if you've gone that far along...
Yeah,
you're pretty fucking stupid.
Let me say, if you left it that long...
You know, you just have
come
the kid.
On.
Just have the kid, punt the fucking thing,
yeah.
And, you know, there's lots of people out there who want it, so just fucking
right.
Do it. You know, it'll be like, you know, peer-to-peer child-rearing thing going on there. Okay, so that's the abortion issue. So, for the record, we're both pro.
Yeah.
We're all for the fucking killing baby thing.
That's right, all right.
We're okay, so that's where you're at. That's where I'm at. Okay, gun control.
Gun control.
Yeah. What's your view on gun control?
Well,
what do you think?
It's been in the media a lot the past half decade or decade.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
last 10 years
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, yeah. I'll
and
not say anything until you're done. So go ahead.
And I would say that from what I've seen, putting rules on people having guns does absolutely nothing.
Well, yeah, I'd agree with you.
The criminals don't really obey the laws.
Anyway, yeah, that's right, yeah.
They have the guns anyway.
Yeah, so...
I think I'm going to register my gun because I'm a criminal.
Yeah,
no.
That's right, no.
So what's the point of having the rules at all?
Right, so...
I believe in education.
Education?
With the guns. Yes, people should know how to handle a dangerous thing, such as a car.
Yeah,
car's
well, like,
a dangerous
so you
thing.
Mean people to buy a gun instead of having a registration, you have to take a course that says,
yeah.
Right, the bullet comes out of this end, you load it this way. So
don't point it at your kids or let your kids have it. You know, that kind of common
sense
stuff.
Yeah,
sort
of like a driver's license only for a gun.
A gun license.
Yeah, so that you have a training thing.
So it's a training thing, yes.
Hmm. That's an interesting
idea. But don't have any control on it. It's like, yeah, you took your course. You know how to use one.
But that's like no picture ID on it. It's just a little certificate that says that you can present the certificate and you can buy any gun you want.
Yeah, you got a gun. Yeah, there you go. It's just like anything. I mean, I could go mow down a whole group of people with my car.
That's true, yeah.
And there's a lot more people with cars than guns, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So where
are we going with this here? You're...
No gun control, but you should know how to use them.
At all? That means handguns, rifles, machine guns, artillery, fuck, whatever.
I could kill you with any one of them.
Yeah.
I could kill you with a knife.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, yeah.
So, yeah. No, but they should learn how to use them.
I'm surprised at that. I figured you'd be all for, you know, like, maybe some guns and not other guns.
Work. Doesn't work.
No, well, of course it doesn't work, but I figured, you know, you being vegetarian and everything, you'd be all left-wing and shit on me on that one. I, of course, am like, I'm like, you should hand out guns. Yeah, I'm pretty, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, everyone had a gun.
Yeah, you know, I think people should be encouraged to have guns. And I think that self-defense should be like a pretty big fucking notion. Like, if a guy breaks into your house and you shoot him, you should be just fine.
It's your goddamn house.
Yeah, it's, oh, totally. It's like,
what are you doing in my house? Did I invite you? No, bang.
Cops will be like, you know, okay, we'll call you when we need you. You know, kind of a thing. That you're not going downtown. You're not doing fuck all.
Don't send the police. Send the coroner.
Okay, now, here's the one where I'm all for hand out whatever the fuck you want. You want to buy, like,
isn't there countries where they do that? Everyone has to have a gun, or at least be trained with a gun.
I think I heard that
somewhere.
Israel does that, but I mean,
yeah.
Israel.
Or everyone's in the military. That in some countries, you have to go to the military.
Israel does that. There's a lot of conscription all over the world. Texas, some counties in Texas, you have to have a gun.
Yeah.
That's a throwback law because there was a lot of wildlife.
Okay. Yeah. So, a lot of dangers.
Yeah, and
attacking
your
cattle
or
your stuff.
Area. Yep. So if you didn't have a gun, that means you're undefended and you become a casualty, and that put more strain on the system. So they encouraged everyone to have a gun in case there were attacks.
Makes sense in that area.
Right, yeah. Or, you know, when the Indians were there and, you know, you had to kill them. So, because, you know, just, that's a really funny thing is that I have no idea why French is the secondary fucking language in this country.
As opposed to nothing.
Well, no, like, we speak English, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, if we're going to have a second official language, it should probably be, like, Native Indian. Not French. Because there's, like, one province that speaks French. There's, like, 10 provinces that don't speak fucking French.
Yeah.
You know, and the Indians are fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like...
You would think that they would have put that in, eh?
We're fucking 500 years advanced on them in technology. We land on their shores, and they're whooping our ass. These fucking crazy cavemen with stone axes
and
shit.
It's their land. They know it.
Yeah, but they got, like, stone axes and shit. And they're, like, killing. Oh, yeah, they're doing the damage. Like,
they kill buffalo by fucking hand.
I will engage you with my sword. Spear, scalp, fucking mount your head on a stick. Like, no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude, like... Ooh, like, really, you know?
Yes.
I mean, shitty that we all use germ warfare on them and stuff.
Yes.
But, I mean, fuck. I think that, you know, what the fuck do we even bother with the French thing? That's just stupid. I think we ought to just declare the French a conquered people and call it a fucking day. I'm pretty bitter about the whole French-speaking thing. It's just annoying.
Yeah,
you can't read half the goddamn package.
I mean, it takes up a lot of room on your cereal box.
It does.
Or they could put, like, a puzzle on the back.
Or more advertising. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It's like, fuck.
More tie-ins.
Or tie-ins. Or hyperlink. But, you know, it just pisses me off, you know? Okay, here we are. Next issue.
Yes.
Capital and corporal punishment. For everyone who doesn't, everyone knows what capital punishment is, where, you know, it's you fucked up, we kill you.
Yes.
Corporal punishment is like that whole caning in the street thing.
You're bad, I'm going to whip you.
Yeah, the whole, you know, we caught you spray painting shit on the wall, now we're going to beat you up with a nightstick. And that's
or
your
throw
death.
Throw tomatoes society. Or stones or whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever you have
generally, the way they do corporal punishment now is
hurt,
like...
Hurt but not kill.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're usually, and not maimed either.
Yeah.
Like, so you're not like, it's not like they just randomly beat you. They just, you know, they cuff you to the car and they fucking, you know, thump you around a bit and then you get some bruising and that's it.
You learn your lesson and move on.
I got on Kazaa and I was downloading pictures of guys getting their hands and feet cut off.
And
I was just like, wow. It's like right there, you know, you're like, wow, that would suck a lot. You know, fucking, it was just so like right there, you know, and you're like, yeah. Yeah. Mind you, it's effective.
That is the other side of the coin.
You know what I mean?
Like it is.
You know, but I mean, you gotta. If the dude's stealing food because his family's starving and shit, you don't go cutting his fucking hands off.
Yeah, that is pretty harsh.
I mean, that's.
It's the law, but he's starving. It's the law, but he's starving.
Well, no, you don't. I'm not into corporal punishment to that level where you're fucking maiming people. A good shit kicking is okay. You know, a good shit kicking is all right. If the guy happens to die because he's got a weak heart, then that's an accident.
Some smacks in the ass with a cane.
Yeah, or fucking the back of the legs, or, you know, some cop fucking dummies you. You know what I mean? Like, so the cops should be pretty much able to dummy whoever the fuck they want, pretty much, as far as I'm concerned. Because I'm of the opinion that police are actually good. See, no one wants to be a cop because they're evil. If they're evil, they want to be criminals. Cops inherently, at some point in their life, wanted to be the good guy.
Yes, they probably
and
did. They didn't go to school and training.
Quite probably this police brutality thing that we see is these cops just frustrated. They're just fucking frustrated.
Yeah, their hands are tied most of the time.
And it's like, if you were to let the cop just bust out shit kick, it'd be hard to be a prick and beat people up every day. Eventually, you'd get it out of your system. Yeah, sure, we'd have a couple of really angry cops for a few months. And it'd be like, don't make me shit kick you. Come on, this is fucking good. It's a lot of work to hit somebody, you know?
Paperwork, too.
Well, now it is. But, you know, if they just beat people up with a nightstick, it's like, fuck, you know?
He fell.
Now, I'm not talking like speeding ticket, take you out of the car and pump you in the face.
Don't speed again!
But I'm talking like, you know, domestic disturbances or drunk in public or whatever. You know, take them to the station, have them sober up, kick the shit out of them the next day, let them go home. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, there's capital punishment. But where are you at with that?
I think I've said that before.
Yeah, I know, but this is the controversial episode, so go ahead.
I'm against capital punishment. Because what if you're wrong?
Right, yeah. And the corporal punishment thing?
No, I don't like that either.
Okay, you're a big weak fag. I'm all for capital punishment. I think capital punishment is great.
I think all the bad people should live together in some magical place. And all the pedophiles can live together, and all the thieves can live together in another place.
No, fuck that.
They can
all
steal from each other and sodomize themselves all day long.
Fuck that, kill them. I'm all about killing fucking criminals and shit.
So you're okay with the losses as opposed to the gains? There are more gains. Yeah, those people are scum of the earth.
Well,
don't live with the society very well.
Yeah, they're shitbags.
And a lot of them, they're.
I'm not really into it for first time offenders.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, like if you, depends on certain things, like, because you never really know. Somebody says it's rape, it's not rape, you don't know.
If they deserve it, it's proven.
But if it's like the third, it's up to the judge. if it's like, you know, caught on tape.
I accidentally raped her.
I raped the third chick. I just got the bad luck. I keep getting framed for this shit. No, you're going to hell. Okay. So, yeah, I'm all for the capital punishment. I think it's great. I think it's a good idea. I think it saves a lot of money, and we should just fucking kill a few fucking people.
Oh, yeah, a lot of money saved there.
Oh, huge. Gay marriage!
Yeah. Now,
do you think that two gay people should be able to get married, have all the rights and freedoms as a normal couple, and, you know, adopt kids and raise, like, straight kids and gay kids and all that kind of shit, you know, and dress up and dresses and run around their house and, you know, whatever, and be responsible for another, you know, young person? Do you think that that's an okay thing? What's your take on that?
You shouldn't have to force religions to change their policy to adopt gays into their religion and say, we will marry gays.
We're not talking religion, we're talking politics only.
Politics, government marriage.
Yeah.
Yes, fine. They're two people who like each other, and they can sign the agreement that we will pay special taxes and all that. Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. We agree.
They're,
I think that
they're two people.
Yeah, no,
I totally
agree. Provided, like, same rules apply as a straight, because you can have two straight people that, you know, the man dresses up and dresses and runs around the house and fucking, you know, rapes his son or whatever.
That's
all
right.
All that shit happens all the time. Anyway, so I have no problem with the gay marriage thing at all. I think it's just, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Racism. Here's a good one. Okay. This one's gonna, you're gonna love this.
You'll have to define that. What do you mean by that?
Well, exactly. Why is it that I'm able to say abortion, gun control, capital and corporal punishment, gay marriage, and I say racism, nobody has any idea what the fuck I mean by that?
But 50 years ago.
But 50 years ago,
people,
you know,
would go, yeah, we should be separated and.
Okay, yeah, without a doubt.
They should drink from other fountains, not use our bathrooms.
What is racism? What is that?
It's separation of people based on some sort of difference.
Okay, so that's like your racist government there. You know, or decision, or what do they call it? Fucking, Oh, man, brain fart. What's the fucking thing? Discrimination.
Yeah.
Based on race.
Yes. Race, yeah, and racism.
It's kind of funny. Of course, everybody hates racism. Everybody hates it. You know what I mean? Anybody who's, you know, got a brain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about, you know, people of different color. I dig different ethnic backgrounds. I think it's really fucking neat.
Yeah, totally cool.
However,
most of my movies over in the other room are from other countries.
However,
yeah,
there are cultures around the world.
A lot of cultures.
There are a lot of cultures around the world that are inherently look after their culture first, and it's part of their culture to look after people of their culture before anyone else.
Yeah.
Now, this whole concept for a while, that was called reverse racism, as if, you know, white people had the fucking market cornered on the whole racism thing.
You
know
what I mean?
But, like, I have a bit of a problem where, you know, you go in, you go into a neighborhood, and none of the Chinese people who live in the neighborhood will talk to you just because you happen to be the only white guy.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. I think that that's bullshit. So I have a huge problem with racism, but I think that whenever if somebody says, whoa, you know, I mean, all these people are against me because I'm a different color. If a Chinese person says that, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
But if a white guy says that, fuck, man.
Hang them high.
Hang them high, yeah. You know? And this is, you always see this is the favorite of all the neo-Nazis and shit like that. They're always like, see, you need to be racially aware and all this kind of jazz. And then they're like, they're that way with you, so you need to be that way yourself. No, that's fucking fun.
No,
bunk.
Not so good.
I am all for immigration. What's the difference between immigration and invasion? I'm serious. What is the difference?
One is allowed in, one forces their way in.
Let me put it to you another way.
Okay.
Immigration means that you join.
Yes, you're part.
You become part. If I immigrate to France, that
you'll
means I
obey the laws.
I become French. Yes. Here I am. I'm now French. I live by French law and French
pay
culture.
The taxes. You do all
here
the stuff
are.
That French people do.
You know, I mean, I can still have my pancakes and play hockey. You know, but I'm going to go hang out in, you know, France and be French now. And
that's
I'm
right.
Like, oh, what are you? I'm French. I'm from Canada, but I'm French now. You know.
Yep.
Now, invasion is hi. I'm going to go to France, and I'm going to beat everybody up who doesn't play hockey, and, you know, it's going to be five-minute majors everywhere.
Because I don't like it.
Because I don't like it, and I don't care about your fucking culture. I don't care about any of that shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, do whatever I want. I'm not going to pay your taxes because I think they're bullshit.
Which is interesting, because why did you come here?
Because why'd you come here in the first fucking place?
Yeah.
You know, but whatever. So I am personally of the opinion that if I'm all for immigration, you bet. Come on in. You betcha. Canada
only makes us
policy.
Stronger.
You betcha. Lots of it.
Yep.
Don't go fucking with my country's culture. Right? I always thought it was bullshit when they changed the laws so that people could wear turbans with their uniforms and stuff like that. Like, uniforms are there for a reason. There's a lot of heritage and shit that goes by. Well, they have their culture and heritage. And that's great. They can have their culture and heritage to their country. They come to this country now, and they have to adopt the Canadian culture. Well, the Canadian culture is that, you know, people have to, you know, it's a melting pot. That's great. Melting means that it's a combination, but we're not, you know, it's not called China, India, fucking Mogadishu, Canada. It's called Canada. You know what I mean?
That's right. You don't set up little cities that you have your own rules in.
Like people,
you're still in Canada.
People ghettoize. Like, you go out to Richmond, there's a lot of Asians in the community. And
that's probably a natural thing that happens.
And that is, because they all live together, and they all speak the same language, and it's cool.
It helps them out to...
You betcha. And if I lived in...
To integrate.
Oh, for
sure.
And if you go to Japan, there's like a little Canada in Japan somewhere.
Probably surrounding the embassy.
Yeah, you betcha. Where guys are all, like, hanging out, playing hockey in the fucking street and stuff.
And then they go once in a while to the inner city and learn a bit and come back.
And you're all cool and working on Japanese and all the rest of it. No, and that's cool.
Yep.
That's cool.
Because you like Japan. You go there because you like it.
But if I go to France, okay?
Yep.
No, pick a different guy. If I go to, say, India,
yep.
And a French-Canadian goes to India, and I'm fucking pissed off at this French-Canadian fucking frog piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you, you matey fucking piece of shit. And I'm all, like, mad at him. And we get in a fist fight in the middle of this Indian fucking, you know, pizza deli.
Yeah.
With the French guy.
Yeah.
No. That's not cool. Because you can't bring your conflict from your country when you immigrated to another country. You can't bring that shit with you. Like, in a lot of East Indian and a lot of these cultures, they do that. Like, in Vietnam and some of Vietnamese, they got these, like, clan feuds and shit like that. And that shit gets dragged over to your country.
Yep.
That's fucking monk.
Yeah. Like, you should have left it there. That's where the problem was.
You know, I mean, I don't care if you are Palestinian and your neighbor does happen to be Israeli. Don't kill his cat, because you're in Canada now. We don't
We don't have the land here.
You know,
it's over back there.
The Holy Land is 10 million fucking miles that way.
We'll fight
Stop
over there.
Fucking. Well, he killed my parents. Sorry for your luck. Don't like it? Go back home. Okay? Like, you can either live here or live there.
Yeah.
If you live in my house, live by my rules, and do it with a smile on your motherfucking face.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, shit.
And if you want to come here and change things, invade.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
That's an invasion. If they come here and they're, it's an invasion. But when you when you're sucking all this shit up, and you're like, well, you know, we got to be tolerant. Okay, well, tolerant means we allow people to do stuff. Doesn't mean we have to like it. Okay,
that's from South Park. That was so good. It's from the death camp of tolerance. That's right.
South Park. But it's true.
That was good.
It just means you put up with the shit.
Yeah.
You don't.
It's like you can do it. We don't like it.
We don't like
it's
it.
It's within
but, you know,
the laws.
Whatever, you know,
but, yeah.
you're okay. You know, go do your thing. You want to have like, you know, happy Ramadama Ding Dong fucking day or whatever the hell your culture calls for.
Don't kill people.
Rock on.
We're all cool.
You betcha. Yeah. We're not going to make it a national holiday. We're not going to make Ramadan like a big thing in Canada.
Yeah. Got enough holidays. Observe it yourself, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And because that's not what the country's about. You know what
I mean?
Like, well, your country's only been there for 200 years. Well, yeah, well, guess what? Some country was originally at the 200-year mark, so at some point you got to... This isn't... What is it, a union? It's not time in. It doesn't matter, okay? I'm sure there's a huge crowd of people going, fucking Sean's racist.
I bet they are.
Sean's a fucking Nazi.
I don't agree with absolutely everything you say, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking... Yeah. I was thinking about all these issues and shit like that, and I was trying to think, you know, damn, because I'm really concerned about Canada. You know what I mean? Like, because our country is being run by a bunch of liberal fucks, and the liberals have been in charge of our country. Now, for those of you who don't understand how Canada works, we elect a dictator every 4 years, which is actually not a bad plan. If you've got a good dictator, it works out like fucking sweet ass.
That's right.
Right. And then the dictator has guys who go, hey, we don't like that. But we don't. They don't, it's kind of like the dictator has an IRC, and the IRC in our particular, there's liberals, and then there was these guys who are called the official opposition, which doesn't mean shit. They just whine a lot.
That's right.
You know, and they critique everything in the House of Commons. Everyone yells at each other and bangs on desks. It's it's pretty fucking childish, actually. But whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, whatever, whatever. Now I'd love to get into politics, but I can't. I cannot get into politics. Why? Because I did a rant about 4 years ago that where I said, don't kill yourself, kill other people.
And
thereby,
guess what they drag up?
Yeah, thereby committing political suicide.
Look what he said.
Look what he said. Now,
he said to kill everyone. That's not what I...
Not,
he said it anyway.
He said it. Yeah, Ronald Reagan was a cowboy actor. What do you want from him? So I was thinking, you know, and I was talking with a good buddy of mine, Paul.
Yeah.
And he's a big Canadian political pundit, right? And I was getting all pissed off, and I was getting more and more pissed off about the crime and the state of our laws and everything. And I'm like, fuck, man, our country's going to shit.
Yeah.
It's going to shit fast. You know what I mean? Like,
because we're a pretty good country.
Well, we got warlords and shit skipping over here from, like, Iran and stuff like that. I mean, fuck, man, Task Force Dagger was reading. There's, like, all these Al-Qaeda guys who are generating funds in Ontario.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking bunk, man. Like, that shit should not be happening. There are...
Gives us a bad image on the world front.
Fuck the bad image. We're generating money for terrorists and real terrorists. The real, real bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, not the, oh, terrorism is a buzzword. Yeah, it's a really good buzzword because there really are bad, bad guys. Like, the Al-Qaeda is fucking evil. Okay, we haven't had a bad guy that good since the Nazis.
Yeah.
We really haven't. I mean, the Nazis, you could at least agree with them. You'd be like, oh, yeah, well, I could see why they did that, you know, blah, blah, blah. The Al-Qaeda, they're like, no, we want to bomb everything into the Stone Age and burn it all.
We want to kill you all.
We want to kill you all. Why? Because you're the great infidel. Is that it? Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. How about computers and stuff? Nope, don't like them.
Nope.
Music? Nope. Instruments? Nope. Buddha? Nope.
Caves and guns.
Wow, that sucks a lot. Can we look at some porn? Definitely not.
No. Cover them all up.
Head to
toe.
They're ninja ghosts. Pass around the burka. With a little, and you can't even see their eyes. They got a mesh thing.
Not till you marry them.
Wow. I'm like, that would suck a lot.
Why did you pick the wrong one? You don't even get a preview.
It's like one of those grab bags where you get 25 cents and you...
Well, it looks like a good veil.
Fuck. But,
Damn. How long till I die?
Well, just put the veil back on, baby. Just put the veil back on. That's all good. You know, get a nice veil with a picture of a hot chick on it or something. I don't know. But, so I was looking at that.
Yep.
And I was trying to think, shit, you know, because I don't know much about politics. You know what I mean?
There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. And the problem is that, you know, there's a lot of Canadians who are pissed off with how everything has, like, been fucked in our country for years and years and years.
Yep.
So I started doing research, and it seems that in the last election, there was these guys who got into power called the Alliance, Canadian Alliance. Now, girl on the left was talking about these guys because there was a dude who was in charge of them named Preston Manning.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, Preston Manning, I fucking hate Preston Manning. Everybody is like, ah!
I remember that.
Yep. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I happened to check out Preston Manning.
Yeah.
And Preston Manning fucking rules.
Yeah.
He's all like, yeah, we need to, like, strengthen up our army and fucking kill criminals. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, pretty much. And
I respect people who stand for something.
Oh, yeah. Versus...
It's like, do you stand for anything?
Yeah.
Good. You got some good...
So, considering... And in the last election, there was a big fuck-up where Preston Manning got shit-canned and he went out. And they still got official opposition. So, the Canadian Alliance is now the official opposition to the Liberals.
Yep.
So I'm like, damn. So I've been doing some research into the Canadian Alliance. I'm going to get more into this as things go on. But anybody who's in Canada who wants to check that shit out, you should go check out that fucking... Who's in charge of that thing now? Some other asshole's in charge of it now. But anyway, it's pretty switched on. Like, he was pissed off about Canada being not going to Iraq. The guy's like, dude, we have choppers falling out of the sky. These are our allies. Or you want fucking drugs.
Yeah.
You know, all the shit that I've been saying since day one. This guy was like... saying it without swearing and, you know, saying don't kill yourself, don't kill other people.
Yeah.
So I was, like, really fucking into that. I'm
so
like,
you're reading down the lessons like, yeah, yeah,
well, I
got to
do some more investigation.
Yeah.
But it seems like these guys just switched the fuck on. So more to follow on that. Any WOGs out there, if you want to check that out, by all means, if you know something about the Canadian Alliance that I don't know, let me know, because this is, like, 2 days old.
Yeah,
if you're, like, sitting there going, yeah, Sean, but...
Sean, you got it all wrong.
You got it all wrong. These guys are evil, and here's why.
Yeah.
That's fine. But pretty much, I'm a right-wing kind of guy. Found that there's a right-wing kind of party that's not racist, and, yeah. So that's kind of where I'm going.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I like it a lot. On to the feedback from Smokey. He did a really cool picture here, which we're going to put in the IRC right now, which is from the Peacemaker, which he took my picture and put it on George Clooney's face with Nicole Kidman running beside him, which
is
really
good.
Really, really cool. So I thought that was really fucking cool. And I got a lot of feedback on the WOG laws. Remember the WOG standards and stuff like that? Really, really, really cool with that. I got a lot of feedback. I'm going to be using it, but there was a couple that weren't really like laws. They were just like little paragraphs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which from Justin, he sent me this one here. And this is a quote which has been...
The guy from Goon Squad?
No. No, this is a different Justin.
Okay.
Who sent me this, and it's from Robert Heinlein originally. It's a favorite quote by Robert Heinlein.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the perfect thing where you... Because Robert Heinlein should be emperor of the universe, as far as I'm concerned. And it's very, very cool because he just changed human to WOG, and it's pretty sweet. So check this out. It goes as follows. A WOG being should be able to change a diaper, plan an invasion, butcher a hog, con a ship, design a building, write a sonnet, balance accounts, build a wall, set a bone, comfort the dying, take orders, give orders, cooperate, act alone, solve equations, analyze a new problem, pitch manure, program a computer, cook a tasty meal, fight efficiently, die gallantly. Specialization is for insects. That's an awesome fucking paragraph. So I was really into that. And Joseph isn't too pissed at me about this. He sent me this thing and then he wrote, and I just modified it a very little bit. I added some stuff and changed some of his verbiage to, because I think I knew where he was going with this.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked it, but I just wanted to change it just a tiny little bit, and I didn't change much. Okay, so Joseph wrote this, and I don't want him to be like, oh, shit, you know, that's not what I wrote, blah, 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 because I, you know...
That's
out
of context.
There was an I, and you changed it to you and stuff like that. No, I'm not taking any credit for this whatsoever. Joseph wrote this, okay? So, and what he wanted to... And I thought this would be awesome to put on the back. So next year, if you're listening, buddy, this would be awesome on the back of a shirt, which was... So you have WOG, like, on the front of the shirt, and on the back you have, you've used me. You've abused, ignored, insulted, rejected, feared, and avoided me. But I am no longer I. No, I am us. We are not one but many, not lone but an army, and we are ready for revenge. We will stand strong together against the lies, violence, and depravity. You can continue to use and abuse us, but you can never hurt us, because we will always remember that we are not alone.
Very cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty
phrasing.
I thought that was really, really tight. Also, I got a really, really cool email from Joho. And Joho sent me this email saying, I'm trying to find as much information as I can on the French Foreign Legion. Mm-hmm. If you could, I thought from past episodes on What the Hell Should We Actually Attempted to Join, provide any information that could help a guy out, it would be appreciated. I'm considering joining when I turn 22. I am now 16 and starting my physical training. Okay. So, now a lot of people are like, no, don't do it. Don't join the French Foreign Legion. No. Listen up, dude. If you're serious, you will go to your local, I don't know where you live, like if you're in the States or if you're in Canada or whatever. First thing you want to do is you want to go to either Amazon or Chapters and you want to read everything you can get your fucking hands on regarding the French Foreign Legion. You also, there's a book called How to Join the French Foreign Legion and What to Expect Once You're There, which was written. And you got to bear in mind that the desertion rate of the French Foreign Legion, that's people who join and then try to run, is 1 in 8.
Ooh.
Okay? It is probably one of the hardest armies in the world.
Yeah.
There are no rights for your troops there. Okay? If you join, expect to have the fuck kicked out of you by your instructor. Okay? Expect to have your teeth knocked loose. Expect to have your face cut off by someone punching you. Okay? Also, expect to go to a country and murder people for no reason. Like, there's a bunch of brown people. Go kill them.
Because I say so.
Because we're paid to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you will fucking go in there. You will cut people up. You will fuck hookers because they supply hookers on base.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the French Foreign Legion are some of the hardest... It's one of the hardest warrior armies on the planet right now. So if you want to do that, I highly... Now, I'm not saying that people should do that. I mean, you can do it for 15 years, you retire. You only need to be in the French Foreign Legion for 15 years, then you're out, you get land and plants and stuff.
Yeah.
You know. Now, if you want to do that, and that's a path you choose to take, I would only encourage you that the number one thing you should do is you should run a lot. If you cannot run 10 miles every day, 10 miles every fucking day. But like, get up in the morning, run 10 miles, eat breakfast. If you cannot do that, don't bother. If you cannot swim 5,000 meters a day on top of running 10 miles a day, don't bother. You're like, well, no, man, that's not what they said. Listen to the fuck what I'm telling you, okay? I've worked with people in different armies from around the world, all right? The only thing... And this goes for anybody listening right now. I think the military has a huge thing to offer because, in my opinion, war is pretty much... There's a guy who wrote a book, and in the beginning of Black Hawk Down, I just finished Black Hawk Down, and there was a quote in the beginning of Black Hawk Down where it said that war is the ultimate trade that has always been here. Before there was man, war was here waiting for us. You know, the perfect trade waiting for the perfect practitioner. Okay? People who are soldiers, people who are warriors, understand what it is I'm talking about here. But almost all of you, there's a lot of shit you got to learn. There's a lot of shit you got to learn. You got to learn about fire and movement. You got to worry about how fucking the lay of the land works, map and navigation, all this kind of shit. You got to learn about, you know, how to stay alive for real in a firefight, okay? So if you're going to be doing that, you want to make sure your physical fitness is at paramount top levels. I mean, fucking switched right the fuck on. And if you cannot maintain the kind of discipline it takes to run 10 miles a day and swim 5,000 meters every fucking day, don't bother. Because you will get your ass mobbed. Furthermore, if you're 16, you're like, well, yeah, I want to do something right now. Okay, if you're 16 years old, you will find somewhere that teaches shoot fighting. Or some other type of ground combat. Judo is probably the least of my favorites. Move from judo to jiu-jitsu. Or find a group where you're actually talking full-on sparring contact fighting. Okay? If you cannot crawl into the ring with another guy and engage him on a hand-to-hand combat level to the purpose of fucking getting into the ring with some guy you don't know, trying to hurt him. Okay? If you can't do that, rethink your career path. All right? So you want to, so just to summarize here, dude, Joe, if you're serious, okay, which I'm not saying you're not, maybe you are, okay, and if this is something you could do, you're a good man, because it takes a lot to be a soldier, okay, buddy? But you want to make sure that you want to enroll yourself into some ground fighting, some hardcore ground fighting course. That will help you a lot, because every man should know how to fight, as far as I'm concerned. And I mean fight and kill with your bare hands. You should be able to run 10 miles. That'll bring your cardio, because everything they do in the military is based on running. That's the number one thing they do.
And you should. The reason why I tell you to swim is because swimming works on your upper body, and you get your shoulders and fucking back and all that shit. So when you're running through the desert with a great big backpack on and shit like that, your back's not going to fall apart.
And right now everyone's going, wait a minute. Isn't Sean trying to swim 5,000 meters a day?
Dun, dun, dun.
Wonder why I'm doing that. Anyway, so you want to get to that level. You want to get yourself involved in either some shoot fighting or some sport fighting. And as always, with anyone else on this planet, every fucking book you read should be related to the French Foreign Legion. If you read one book every 2 weeks, okay, one book every 2 weeks, that would be 25 books a year. By the time you're 19... Okay, we're talking 75 books on the French Foreign Legion. You will know everything there is to know about that fucking unit. Everything. And when you're talking about a minimum sign-up time, dude, first-time sign-up, 5 years. 5 years, okay, is how long the first engagement is. All right, and they know that. You'll do your basic training in, Madrid? Yeah. You go to Madrid, and from there, they usually, you can either wind up doing your shock training, if you can do that. They do their shock trooper training in Corsica, I believe, and then they usually fuck you off to Chad or French New Guinea or something like that, to some shitty, god-awful, forlorn country where you wind up knifing people in the neck. All right, and if that's something you want to do, okay, don't wait till you're 22. Do it when you're 19, okay, because even if you fuck right up, okay, you'll be young enough that you'll be able to get the fuck out of that country and rabbit. Okay, but you better, like, it's a hell of a commitment, guy. And, you know, you do 5 years in, it could be quite a lifestyle for you. But if it's not something you want to do, then you want to think about it. But the really real situation is you're doing fucking 10 miles a day, you're swimming 5,000 meters, and you're starting to train in ground fighting now. Right fucking now. And train like you really mean it. Train like you're going to kill people. All right? So that's my advice for French Foreign Legion. And anybody out there, incidentally, I don't know if anyone knows this, but if there's a lot of young people out there who are really don't know what the fuck they should do with their lives, and they're in high school right now, and they're like, I don't want to go to college. I really don't. I want to get out. I want to travel. I want to do something. And I just want to take a break after high school. Join the fucking army. Join the motherfucking army. I didn't like it that much, but I had a really shitty time of it. Okay? But if you're young, you can fuck it up when you're like 19, 18, whatever. So what? You're 21. You traveled a bit. You saw some shit. You will learn. Wisdom begets suffering begets wisdom. You will grow wise. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a shitload better than working in some fucking factory in Iowa. You know what I mean? So
oh, yeah.
I'm a big, big, big fan of people joining the army. I really, really do. I think you need to think about that. If it's not something, oh, I couldn't stand someone giving me orders. Well, guess what? You're going to be getting orders the rest of your fucking life. So cowboy the fuck up, all right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much where I'm at right there. You got anything you wanted to say before we head off to halftime?
You betcha.
What do you got?
Well, in September...
September?
I'm going to Europe.
You are?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. And I'm going to Germany in Europe.
Wow.
Check
cool.
out Germany. Very,
cool.
very, very cool.
Super
cool. But I don't know German, and that's a problem.
That is a problem.
So I'm looking for some help. If anybody can point me in the right direction, websites or...
Pimsleur, baby.
Or, like, Pimsleur. Books or audio that they can give me or
Pimsleur
whatever.
Pimsleur German. If anyone has a copy
Pimsleur?
Of Pimsleur, there's a course which is available on MP3 or audio.
Yeah.
It's called Pimsleur. It is the easiest way to learn a foreign language. There are CDs you listen to, and they
yeah.
teach you German.
Nice.
And by the time you do all the... They do Pimsleur Japanese, Pimsleur Korean.
Yeah.
And they are probably one of the easiest systems out there. So you want to do a search for that.
Yeah.
It's called
okay.
Pimsleur.
Pimsleur.
Yeah. And I know guys who've listened to, like, 5 or 6 CDs, and they can actually hold a conversation in Japanese and shit like that.
Nice.
They're really, really amazing. Like, it's very, very well structured.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if anyone has a copy of Pimsleur German, or they can say, no, Sean's on crack or not,
yeah.
info@rantradio.com.
That's
or
right. Just upload to the FTP or just email me about it, yeah.
And also, do we got any German listeners? If we know listeners
that would help.
In Germany.
Because I'm going to go there.
You know,
you want to meet me?
You want to meet Sim and
put me up for the night?
Get Sim laid with a bunch of crazy German chicks and take photos of him naked getting fucked and, oh, yeah, it'd be a good time.
Das ist guten.
Das ist guten, ja. So, yeah, you know, so if we can sort that out, that's cool. What else you got?
That's your notes. How about my notes? Spastic Audio Breakdown show on Rant Radio will be on hiatus for a couple of weeks because Mick's computer is unfortunately broken.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
He's going to run some reruns.
Computer
in the time, yeah. Computer
broken
computers suck.
Yeah, that sucks a lot of ass.
So that is all I've got for that, and we can go into halftime, and I will say what is in the halftime.
Okay, what's in the halftime?
As we mentioned before, Sabo. A brand new remix.
Whee!
It's called The Power of Wog.
Oh, cool.
Very, very nice.
Very, very nice.
Also, Earth Scum said, I was wondering if there could be a chance of playing David Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans. I think that's a song I haven't heard it in so long. For halftime, I think it would be fitting for the times. Shit.
Super cool video, too. Super,
yes, very
super cool video.
He says, shit, I'm afraid. I'm an American. I'm afraid of us.
So super cool.
Yeah, and we've got Jazz with a rant.
Jazz?
It says, hey, Sim, my girlfriend Jazz really wanted to do a rant. So I've taken the liberty of uploading it to the FTP under Jazz, since you guys love to hear rants and play them on the show.
You betcha. And Jazz is getting digitally baptized.
Yes, he added that, so that's very exciting. So it won't be Jazz for long.
Won't be Jazz for long.
So, and we have something that I think Casey Saul put together. There's three little kind of promo things called I'm a Cell of Rant Radio.
Oh, wow, cool.
And there's three people that did it. Casey Saul, Rumbling Sky, and Turnspike. So that's going to be thrown in between that stuff.
Right on.
So we got a lot of stuff from the listeners.
Very
for
cool.
For halftime, which is always
very,
good.
Very, very cool. We like that.
Yep.
We like that. So let's get to it.
And the forums are broken, unfortunately. I've just been informed. So check them later, and you'll see all this stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm gonna get the guy who works on that.
All right,
to
cool.
Get that up. So off to the halftime.
Even though there are thousands of wogs just like me, I am my own force. With the net, mechas, and rant radio, who I am has become better than who I was. And I'll be the first to tell you, the might of the wog nation does not lie in numbers. It lies in me. I am a cell of rant radio.
Pictures, info, news, Sean. Okay.
Got that? And go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Yep. That'll work.
Okay, so that's nice show.
Sean kicked the modem, didn't you?
I didn't kick the modem. I didn't touch the modem. My foot's there. Look, I'm like 12 inches away from the modem.
For all of our listeners in the archive.
No, we're...
No. Yellow means... Orange means bad.
I didn't touch anything, I swear to God.
You did? So don't touch it anymore. No, you can... Just don't touch the modem, don't touch the computer.
We're flashing green again. I think we're okay now.
No. Almost. There we are.
We're okay now. Okay.
Okay, wait.
So we're back on
the... No, we're not back in the air yet. I gotta get...
What is Griffin called? Oh, no! Shit, man!
I still got 1 minute.
Oh, my God!
They're not hearing us yet.
Oh, fuck.
So, let me put down my microphone. You can keep them entertained.
Okay.
Tonight I'm drinking water.
Why? Because I'm on another health kick.
Okay, so we don't... Your mic's off, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, he says exactly.
And no doubt the IRC right now is going fucking insane. They're all like, oh no, Sean's off the air. What a loser.
Okay.
One sit on the motor. Are we okay?
We're back.
Are we back on the air?
Yeah.
Talking about my life being damaged. Joel. Excelente.
So no more kicking the modem.
I didn't kick the motherfucking modem.
Just in time.
Okay, so where's the phone? Did you get the phone?
Yeah.
Are you okay with the phone? Oh, God, it's ringing in my head.
Sorry.
What else you got?
The Burning Man theme this year. Super cool. Whenever I think.
What's the Burning Man theme?
It's called Beyond Belief.
Beyond belief.
Beyond belief, beyond the dogmas, creed, and metaphysical ideas of religion, there exists immediate experience. It is from the primal world that the living faith arises. The intention of Beyond Belief is to explore this mystery. In 2003, we'll invite participants to create their interactive rites, ritual processions, elaborate images, shrines, icons, and temples.
Gun store! Hang on!
So.
No. First of all, you're an atheist.
That's why I confess.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
set up my atheist team.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Everyone come down. We got to take part in this ritual. See, we got this girl here. Don't worry. Child's turn themselves inside out all the time. No, I don't know. That's fucking gun store. Maybe I'll have to show up. I don't know.
I tell you, some motherfuckers killed Ranger, and I found some gray in my house stroking that blanket.
No, what the fuck you'd be doing?
He wouldn't live too long.
No, he wouldn't live too long.
No interrogation necessary.
You know where you're going? Fuck with, you're going on eBay. That's where you're going. Don't fuck with me.
Shut
up, I'm not finished yet, so shut the fuck up. It's not about women or not.
Just got yourself a whole new set of fans, dude. No, man, I'm here to fucking tell you.
You fucking core demo, man.
I hate those fucking headlights. You see those fucking things?
Oh,
you know those bright blue cocksuckers, buddy's driving. Little Japanese piece of shit. He's like, I will kill everyone in front of me. Because advanced fucking
level. They're legal. And
you're like, just fucking car swerving off you. Like, why would you do that? Because if they're in front of you and they're coming towards you and you blind them, they could hit you.
But they last longer.
But they last longer. They won't last too fucking long with you go up your ass.
$1 a year.
$1 a year, they're really bright.
And the blue.
They make my femur look good. So that's about it. Going into the feedback, people who've read my show. Now, this one here is really interesting. So I'm going to read this on the air. Hey, man, I've been holding off writing you for a while, but this seems as good time as any. I'm known as Two, the Ranting Griffin. I tour stand-up comedy, record music, and host shows at fantasy art conventions. I'd finally heard of you around 4 months ago, and I really enjoyed your material, too. I heard from a friend that you are familiar with my material as well. Yeah, I am. And so I'll say you are. You betcha. That's a talented guy. I didn't believe at first when someone told me how we sounded so similar, but I guess I can see the resemblance. However, I'm seeing a problem, and I was wondering if you could give me your thoughts on it. I've got my audience, and you have yours. Apparently, just recently, our audiences have finally met somewhere in the middle, and when they did, they went against everything I and believe you have been trying to tell people. I've got an angry email today from one of your fans who was babbling something about you ranting first and are better at it. Smokehouse, tell me that wasn't you.
And she goes, yeah, you've got aluminum poisoning. And I said, I've got fucking what? And she's got aluminum poisoning. How the fuck do you figure that? She goes, well, have you ever done anything that would give you aluminum poisoning? I'm like, yeah, I was sucking on a car fender a half hour ago.
The reason why I know about this is because I went to my family's, my in-law's family. And so they read the story of Christmas in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
And so they say that, and they say, well, we should talk about that. And I said, wow, that's pretty wild, because after the thunderclap closes, the shepherds look at each other and go, we should go to Bethlehem. I'm sorry. If you and me were driving down the road and that shit happened, the next words out of my mouth would be, whoa, we should go to Bethlehem. It'd be something like, fuck me! God, stop! I just saw a huge fucking angel in the sky! My head's coming off!
I'd be checking the expiry date on the sandwiches we bought at the gas station 5 miles back.
We all fucking on the way to the doctor's office. We're going to the doctor's.
Doctor.
That's all too. You need a medication as well.
I need a shot or something. Doc hooked me up. Yeah, some pills.
I'm all fucked up over here. But no, these shepherds are like, shit, we should go to Bethlehem.
You like that?
I am the underdog. I am overlooked, underestimated, and even ignored. Good. While under their radar, I gather information, add to my gear, and make my contacts. And when we are finally pushed beyond our limits, me and those like me will shed our stealthy tactics to become warriors for the cause of freedom. I am a Sal of Rant Radio.
So I'm hanging out with my friends, just minding my own business, having fun, trying to have a few laughs and get over the hot sun, shitty weather. And this guy comes up, never seen him before in my life. You could tell he was strung out. You're looking at him, you're like, holy fucking shit, this guy is wired on something, okay? And comes up to me and he's like, you gotta smoke. No, I quit, sorry. Fucking bitch, that sucks. Whoa, hey man, what is with the fucking attitude? And he's like, I'm sorry. You know, just hadn't had my drugs today. Haven't had my heroin in a few days. You know that can get to a person, make them cranky. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, this fucking guy's messed up. The other thing I'm thinking is, I feel sorry for this fucking guy. So, you know, I went about my day, whatever. Who cares? Just do what I gotta do, right? Next day, I run into this guy again. I'm going, oh boy, I don't even wanna fucking know. and he starts telling me how his 17-year-old little blonde friend has a problem with the way my friends and I act. I'm going, what? Who? What the fuck is he talking about? So I asked him, I says, who are you talking about? He's like, oh, this Rachel chick, you know, who I was sitting with yesterday. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I don't even know this chick, so what the fuck's going on? So why does she have a problem with me? Oh, she says you're mature. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, she can't handle that I'm happy to see my friends, you know, and I don't hate my life, then that's her fucking problem. That's basically what I told her that. You know, if she has a problem with me, she should tell me herself, because I fucking hate when people go around and say shit and expect you to just accept it when you're hearing it from second, third party, that it's just like their fucking gospel truth on you. What the hell? Where are these people fucking coming from? Okay, so here's my problem with this. I've got people who self-medicate because they can't handle their own fucking shit, trying to tell me how to fucking manage my shit. See, this, my fellow Wogs, did not fucking work. It's like asking a drunk man how to perform open heart surgery. It just doesn't fucking work. Try and tell me that somebody who's fucked up on heroin should have any right to tell me how to be happy. They don't fucking know how to be happy. That's why they're fucked up on heroin in the first place. That's my take on those people. So hey, it's Jazz, the great Canadian bitch. Thank you.
We live in a world where the agendas of those in power dominate our own. We are under the constant threat of becoming cogs in a machine whose ultimate goals surround power, domination, and control. When we stand up for individual freedoms, we are backhanded by the hand that force-feeds us our daily portions of toxins and propaganda. Well, I am not a sheep. I need no shepherd. I am a wolf. I am a warrior. When the time comes, I will stand to defend those who cannot defend themselves. In the meantime, I will do what I must to prepare us all for the coming war. I am not afraid. Not anymore. I am a verbal terrorist. I am a cell of Rant Radio.
Johnny looks up at the stars. Johnny combs his hair and Johnny wants to see in cars. Johnny's in America. Johnny's in America. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Yeah, I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American.
Was like a really sedated version of that song. That was like the sedated version.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because there are other versions, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a...
There's a harder version.
Yeah, I kind of like the harder version myself.
But that's the one that came down the pipe in Kazan.
All right, so we'll just play that one. Now, I'm going to tear ass through the rest of the show because...
Why is that?
Well, because I work on Monday nights now.
God damn it.
Yeah, it sucks, actually. That's why last Monday night anyone stuck around, I was around. So I'll be in the IRC later on tonight. Because at 11 o'clock, I have to be at my job,
yes.
Which is this golf course, which I'm able to, like, wander around aimlessly. It's very surreal to wander around a golf course in the middle of the night.
Do you have to protect it from midnight golfers?
I guess.
Stay away. This is not for you, you midnight golfers.
This is not for you, you fucking crazy people. So there's a golf course, but they have internet access there, those fools.
Oh, it's foolish.
And they stealthily made it so that you couldn't turn off their golf program. But I find that if you just reboot the computer and the Windows 98 security that's on it, when you hit escape, you know, it
goes away.
You just kind of, I can log on.
Good security.
Yeah, and their password for the internet was part of their name of the golf course.
That's always good, you know, it's like password or their dog or the name of the company.
Well, the name that's on emblazoned on, like, the huge sign, I'm like,
so
oh,
you, like,
God.
Looked around the room and went, yeah, that
Let's
one.
Let's try that. Let's try this. Let's try that. Oh, yeah, there we go. So, brute force that fucker. So, people are still dumb. Like, I've actually got people on my ISP. Actually, I'm not going to say that because, like, people could
get mad.
Oh, my God. It's just so bad. But anyway, like, people people are really bad. Like, you know how many people actually still use secret as their password? Like, it's fucking brutal. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really bad. So, but anyway, I have to start work at 11.
Yeah.
And it's 9:30 now. So, it essentially means that the show, even though the show was originally, remember when I said the show was going to be about an hour long?
Yeah, that never happens.
That never happens. People get mad if the show is an hour. Oh, what the fuck? The show's
short tonight. No.
No. The show's only supposed to be an hour long. We're already at 9:28, so shut the fuck up. Moving on to Illuminati news. Everything is under control. The National Barcode. This was sent to me by Terenzics. Mm-hmm. And this is from Anno. European Union may be set for a new barcode-style logo as part of an image overhaul. It replaced the current EU blue flag, which has 12 gold stars, representing member states. Check it out. There's a picture of it on the website there.
Somebody was smoking.
European Commission President Romo Prodi commissioned Dutch architect Rem Koolhaas to create the new design. It places all the colors of the national flags of the EU in stripes alongside each other. Mr. Koolhaas says he wants to show the unique diversity and unity in Europe in one image. Yeah, that's pretty unique, a barcode.
Yeah.
The Independent reports that Mr. Prodi wants the department across the EU to look at altering Brussels' visual communications and the light of Mr. Koolhaas' works. One member states that he agreed to change flags' letterheads would be changed. Some designers don't like the new logo. Bruce Dunlop of Bruce Dunlop and Associates said, that's the fucking dumbest part of this whole thing. This is one of those ideas that would seem great around a boardroom table after a couple of Aussie Chardonnays, but in practice doesn't work.
It is the ugliest, busiest thing ever.
Yeah, it's pretty much like what this guy, what Bruce Dunlop said is, what you're smoking shit.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny, but he did it in a really diplomatically correct way, which is why I can never be a politician.
That's right.
Rant Radio, your last stop for freedom, also from Transix. Regulations preventing the complete colonization of America's television airwaves by a handful of media cartels are set to be relaxed by the Federal Communications Commission on Monday.
Sweet.
Much to the chagrin of a few surviving independent publishers and broadcasters, and a few remaining American citizens not already ripped into a state of strenuous flag idolatry and xenophobia by said media cartels. The new regs will lift restriction currently impending companies wishing to own too many newspapers, television stations, and radio stations in
bad.
A single city. Yes. Since television serves as America's premier portal of knowledge about the world, the idea of allowing co-ownership of local newspapers' bodies ill for a society long accustomed to regarding itself as a democracy. It will be difficult to exercise democracy when the ubiquitous national oracle propagates only those biases that four or five multinational conglomerates wish to see propagated and which are backed up by co-owned newspapers and radio stations.
I can't imagine it getting worse.
Well, apparently there's laws on the books that are about to get relaxed.
God.
So, yeah. There is one view.
That's awful.
Yeah, doesn't that just make you feel... Actually, but hey, you know what? Now more than ever, Rant Radio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Now more
than
ever.
They can't buy us, ma.
They can't. I mean, it'd be nice if we made some more money, but,
yeah,
you know, fuck. Maybe we'll... Maybe, you know what? Wouldn't that just be scary if we're, like, the last people ever broadcasting?
That would be.
You know what I mean? Like,
lock ourselves in the room.
It's so totally, you know, I hate saying shit like that because whenever I say stuff like that,
yeah,
it's totally like...
It just comes true.
It kind of has a tendency to come true on me, doesn't it?
It does, in
you
fact.
You know, and it scares the living shit out of me. But what if...
You
what
are
if,
the one.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, shit, dude, we never even imagined it getting this big.
No.
So what if, you know, that was it? We're, like, in the van and we're doing illegal broadcasts and we're, like...
Hopping from Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi.
And I'm, like, 50 years old. I was, like... You know, seriously. You know, I'm fucking independent, librarian, dynamic, you know?
Yeah. It all comes true.
That's really scary. Anyway... Language police. Yeah, you're going to like this one. The language police, also known as the liberal fiends. Hell hath no place in American primary and high school textbooks. But again, you can't find anyone riding on a yacht or playing a polo in the pages of American textbooks either. The text can't also say someone has a boyish figure, is a busboy, is blind or suffers a birth defect, or is a biddy, or the best man for the job, a babe, a bookworm, or even a barbarian. All of these words are banned from U.S. textbooks on the grounds that they are either elitist, polo and yacht is elitist, sexist, babe or boyish figure, offensive, blind or bookworm, ageist, whatever the fuck that means, ageist, biddy, or just too strong. Hell, which is replaced with darn or heck. God is also a banned word in the textbooks because he or she is too religious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is fucking crack. This is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
To get the full 500-word list of what is banned and why, consult The Language Police, a new book by New York University Professor of Education Diane Ravitch. a former education official in the President George H.W. Bush administration and consultant to the Clinton administration. You also can't say Mother Russia or Fatherland or Brotherhood in the text, and that's both silly, trivial, and breathtaking. It's like George Orwell's Newspeak come to life, she said in an interview referring to the manipulation of language in 1984. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what do you say to that, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, and keeping with this 1984 free media thing going on here, Alien Binary Big Brother much? Holy shit. Here's two links. Since you're someone in IT, you might find this both horrific and hysterical at the same time. Priceline.com startup CEO Jay Walker enters another field, Homeland Security. Here's how the system would work. Thousands of high-resolution webcams are mounted near critical infrastructure points. These include power plants and reservoirs. Every few frames, a new updated photograph are posted on the World Wide Web. Next, on the client side, Joe America watches on his screen and gets fat. For every hour spent watching and for anyone suspicious, i.e. an assault rifle, black powder keg, Molotov cocktail, a big bottle labeled The Plague, etc., these watch-from-home clients then click on a button and alert a team of national security agents. Mm-hmm. The spotter gets $10 an hour for his time.
Oh, my God.
So far, the DOD says they haven't seriously considered this proposal. I think that's wise. Remember the old click-through scripts that automated the process of clicking on banners, draining advertising agencies of money? Just think about the implications of the same script run on this environment. Not only that, but, I mean, there's like 10 million ways to hack that. But I think it's great to do it.
Yes, there is.
I'd like some money. Thanks. Moving on to Lost World news. Ancient stuff.
Woo-hoo.
In Massachusetts.
What?
Geological oddities have been turning up sporadically. Rocks, pseudo-masks that have been raised suspicion of being ancient artifacts, although they are truly nothing impressive at first. And on site, when you notice the person making the fuss, things get interesting. Joseph Sinnott, there's a name, is a retired state geologist who mentioned the article being 22-year veteran of the field and credited with recovering the only authentic pirate ship ever resurfaced. So this guy's like, hey, these are ancient and scary. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
In cryptozoological news, a two-headed walk turtle.
Woo-hoo!
This is rad. There's a link for it. The tortoise's stunned owner, Noel Daniels, when it emerged, its two heads peeping out of its shell. This animal has four normal legs, although the underside of its shell is flat instead of rounded. Despite its unusual attributes, the tortoise is functioning normally. The tortoise is normal and both heads feed and leaves grass and softened rabbit pellets.
Wow.
So this is like an actual two-headed turtle.
Yep. Fuck it. Push over some aquariums soon.
Yeah. Well, furthermore, you know when those turtles get big, like it's a snapping turtle, eh?
Oh.
I'm
two
like,
heads.
That's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's like fucking...
That's the Uber pet, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Cult Watch, more from my buddy, Alien Binary. Mm. In case anyone is still unclear about whether or not Scientology is a criminal terrorist religious cult... Sean, I thought you'd give you some more things to get pissed off about for when you work out. Before L. Ron did us all the great favor and died, which really was a good thing because he created the Scientologist anti-drug campaigns. I didn't know this until I found this link, Scientology Today, blah, 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 here it is. Now, that's just a fantastic. Wait, they sell heroin. Yes, this is how a bunch of Scientologists are, like, selling heroin through their, like, Narcon problems and
hilarious.
Stuff like that. Yeah, it's really good. Okay, so here's my take on this. Sometimes the strongest people are brought to their knees by drug addiction. Very true. Happens to us. Many of us who have lived in the real world can attest to that. People make mistakes. However, there are organizations that are designed to help people learn from and fix these mistakes. To take advantage of people is a despicable thing to do, making them people make fucking mistakes when they do go to get help. Only the worst, most vile, subhuman bastards would prey upon them, which is very, very true. So, yet more proof that Scientology is, well, sick, evil shit. And more on the alien problem, you know. The European Space Agency will get a head start Monday sending probes to Mars to look for extraterrestrial life. This is from Wagawar, which is kind of cool. Here's a link for it. The European Space Agency will get a head start Monday sending probes to Mars to look for extraterrestrial life. The Mars Express, the first of three missions to Mars in June, will try to find out if there is or ever was life on Mars. Mm-hmm. The mission is part of an international race among scientists in sterile laboratories around the globe to determine whether life exists on the red planet. I'm just hoping, like, a giant turtle comes up and eats the probe. That'd be rad.
Comes out of a huge cave.
Or some fucking thing, you know, with a ray gun or something hits it. That'd be rad. That'd be so fucking cool.
This isn't... Oh, something bad. Don't look at the RC.
Do not look at the RC?
Big RC server split.
Oh, really?
The Rapture.
The rapture?
Took them all away.
Oh, no, it's the rapture! Shit!
Took you away from me. Oh, you're all with all the people.
Am I with all the people?
I'm with Smokehouse.
Fuck. You're with Smokehouse. you get the cripple. Okay, I choose Smokehouse. Where was I at now? I was
just after the alien problem.
Alien problem. On to the kit corner. Smokehouse sent me this. Hey! We need to generate, you know what we should do? We should actually put up a thing where people pledge money.
Yeah.
And if we get enough money raised, then people have to pay the cash. But if we don't get enough money, then they don't have to pay the cash.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go for $10,000 or $20,000 or
and
whatever.
And if everyone can do it, then they have to pay what they pledge.
It's like, we made it. Pay up.
Pay up. Yeah.
Right, right.
So what we need is $4.5 million U.S.
Okay, you ready? Okay, go.
So
put your pledges in now.
And here's why, because there's like... How rad is this? The HMS Vengeance, yes, the last built World War II aircraft carrier, holds a crew of 1,500 people. Yeah, bitch, we can put all the WOGs on board.
You can't go wrong with that name.
No, you can't. You can't. The fucking WOG aircraft carrier, dope.
Vengeance.
Dope. That's my country, man. We fucking park that in international waters and gun all the pirate ships that come try to fuck with us. We rad. Rad. Aircraft boats are cool. Boats are so cool. Yeah. Also, wall crawling is cool.
Wall crawling?
Check it out. Gecko tape.
I gotta check this out.
Which will let humans climb walls. Here's the link. Considerable engineering challenges to produce the first synthetic gecko tape. Nice. The breakthrough comes with just a few years after scientists resolved the centuries-old mystery of how geckos climb up and down trees and cling from the underside of branches. Yeah. Gecko's secret is millions of microscopic hairs on the pads of their feet. Each hair, or seta, provides a minuscule adhesive force called van der Waals, which operate over a very small distance but bond to just about anything. Synthetic gecko tape, developed by scientists at the University of Manchester in England, may have the same ability to adhere to a human from a horizontal plane. A small section of tape was used on the action figure depicted at the top of the screen. The secret of the tape shown under electron microscope bottom is that it emulates the hairs and feet of a gecko. Since geckos have millions of these hairs on each foot, their combined adhesive force is hundreds of times greater than that is what is required for the gecko to hang from the ceiling by 1 foot. Very cool.
That is very cool.
So I'm like, wow, that's something to check out. Now here's something cool. Rifts. Everyone knows Rifts.
Right.
Okay, Palladium Books. Well, yep. Brockheimer is making a movie from Rifts.
Interesting.
So apparently there's a Rifts movie coming out. Here's a link for it. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Now, we got a serious thing here for hopefully, Jesus, there's like nobody in the RC right now. There's like, I got 45 people. How many people you got in the RC?
I got 20.
Wow.
And I think they probably split again to another one, too.
Holy shit, it's the rapture.
Oh, it's all over the place.
So everybody's everywhere. Well, hopefully they're still listening.
Oh, they are.
Because this is important. Bastard Guy is putting a call out for some... I know that we got some hackers out there and some hardcore righteous motherfuckers who are good with code. So listen up, guys. I do need you to... Bastard Guy needs some help because there's something that's going on here and it needs to be addressed. And, yeah, so listen up. From Bastard Guy. I haven't been around a long time. I'll be happy to explain why you don't have Japan photos of me later. However, I do have an urgent request, a call to action. Recently, my colleague here at work found out something rather despicable regarding one of our clients, a not-for-profit organization called the Teresa Group. This is Canada's only HIV/AIDS organization that deals with children and families that are infected and affected by the HIV/AIDS. They are thoroughly respected HIV/AIDS org working in the Toronto area. What we have recently discovered is that some fucks seem to have commandeered their website, which is www.teresagroup.org, and replaced it with a placeholder page that links to a hardcore porn site. If this were some kind of corporate hack, I would probably find this amusing, but as it stands, it isn't. It's not. It's pretty low. I'm writing because I want to know if any WOGs out there could assist us in tracking down who did this, and I don't mean to turn on the SKTFM show into a Dear Xenu, but this is a shitty thing to do to an org like the Trace Group. I figure that it's time for some vigilante net justice, rant radio style. I don't have the skills to track them myself, unfortunately, so I turned to the only folks I could think of. Hell, I figure there must be at least a few ex-cult gargoyles from the Gargoyle Watch who are dying to shut down some filth. Oh, I imagine there's one or two.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's a worthy assignment, I can only provide the following info. The site was probably hacked sometime in the last 10 days, and the perps have managed to cover their tracks somewhat. The URL doesn't even register in the Whois search anymore. If you call this out or anyone wants to help, they can get in touch with me via email at Ben, B-E-N, at bittercouch, all one word, B-I-T-T-E-R-C-O-U-C-H, .com, or via ICQ. His ICQ number is 3747-6902.
That's in the IRC.
That's also in the IRC. So if you can, if we got any old fucking Deckers out there who want to do some righteous shit, that's pretty good. You know, I get a lot of calls from people, you know, this person fucked me over, can you scream? No, this one's pretty serious, so take a look at it, guys, okay? Also, in your daily site check of the day, I got a couple of ones here. Here's a good one, packing.org. This is a database of laws about firearm laws by state, search engine for what you can carry and when. This is absolutely necessary for people to check out. I don't know how the law works in Canada, but the official policy in legal matters is ignorance of law does not protect you from consequences of the law. So if you want to know what the rule is on packing in your state, check out packing.org. Casey Saul talks about this link on his What the Fuck show. Which is called www.policestate21.com. And this is the police state in the 21st century, so it's got some interesting shit there. Might want to check that out. Digital baptism tonight. Taranzik's router is now known as the Keymaster from Ghostbusters. So he's now the Keymaster. And Jazz, the first female I think who's ever done a rant. No. We found another one. I think that...
Was there another one?
I think Babs.
You may be right.
Or Gloom Bunny actually did.
Oh, you may be right.
Yeah, I think Gloom Bunny did.
But there's been many years.
It's been a long time since we heard from Gloom Bunny.
Yeah.
Fuck. But you're not forgotten, Gloom Bunny. So, Jazz, I had to think about a really cool name for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm liking this one here. The name is C-Y-R-E-N, Siren.
C-Y? Oops. I posted what you had originally.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. It's C-Y-R-E-N, as in cyber and siren. Combining these two words as siren. So, as in, because apparently Jazz can sing really, really good. So, Jazz, you're now known as Siren. And a special shout-out tonight go to everyone who sent me information. Thank you very, very much. And to everyone who's been contributing to my Woglaws, which is very, very handy. Now more than ever, with the combination of all the media conglomerates taking over our airwaves, you need to tell people about Rant Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You need to spread this. Yeah, we do a lot of fun stuff on the show, and yeah, I'm pretty right-wing. I don't know about anyone else. But at least we're given what we feel is important news, and I even report shit that I don't necessarily agree with. So it is pretty handy, and we are independent media, and independent media is important. So if you want to help us out, get two people hooked on the show, please. Okay, going through the IRC tonight, people who managed to jump back in. Wow, we're up to 85.
Yep, they're all back now.
Woohoo! We got APOC, Cow, Missy C, Shade, Smokehouse, Pyro, Limnix, Abadou, Alien Binary, Aliens Take Me, Alpha 736, Angelica Firestorm, Angry Monkey, Blung C4, Kalmanizer, Chemical X, where are we at here? Girl, Dancing Monkey, Delamorta, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Don't Panic 42, Dr. Chris, Dreaming of Sean. Who is Dreaming of Sean?
I don't know. That's a new one.
I don't know who that is. If it's female, I want to hear from you. Chris, that's all I can do. I'm married. What do you do?
Yep.
Doobster, Earth Scum, Echo. But it's nice, you know.
It is.
You know, there might be some hot chicks who dig you.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're married, that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, think about it, right?
That's right. That's normal. That's not illegal yet.
Not yet. Earth Scum, Echo, Eno Studio, FT Linux, Gluco Pissed Off, G-Maniacs, God, Griffin, Guardian, Super Chicken, Hacktop, Hackstreet, HL Sniper, Judging Eagle, K16, Kabufa, Unix, Casey, Photoshop, Kello... Oh, yeah, we got, like, a lot of Photoshops here. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kexlore, Kindling Boy, Malicious Kitten, M. Height, or Might, Midnight Gar, Mr. Echo, good to see you, man.
Hey.
Mr. Sid, My Eyes Are Bleeding, Node, Organ Grinder, Ox Coffee, 47 off.
<I guess. laughs> Yeah, that's what I always see it as.
Paladin, People Tree, Ratsputin, Rich, Rick, hey, Rich, how you doing, man? Ricky Rocket, Sapphire, Science Cart. Science Yart.
Science.
7 to 10, Sir Dork, STATFM, Rant, Stalker, Southpaw Samurai, Spazer, Spudley, Stat Stream, The Bug with a Hex Name, The Cyber Christ, T-Night, Transistor, Turmoil, Tide and Siren. Oh, TYD and Siren, right? Which would be Tide and Siren. Hope she likes the name. Transix, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, X6656A, Western Yerky, Zarustra. Hey, I know who that is. Zarustra, yes. My name came just the other week. DJ Species, and I believe that's Lieutenant Major Zombie.
It is.
Very, very cool. So I've got to sign off here, and then I got to run to work, so I'll probably jump in the IRC later. But do not worry, because did I tell anyone that I work at night now?
Yes, during the show you did, that
did
you have
I?
To go. after the show.
I work from 11 o'clock till 5 in the morning.
Yes. You didn't say when till, but
yeah, I work from 11.
You assume at 11 at night you start at.
Yeah, till 5 in the morning.
It goes pretty late.
How gay is that?
Super gay.
So I will
jump
back into the IRC in a little bit, so anyone wants to stick around, you can do that. All right. I will talk to you all later, and until next time, remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better living, but what's the same as you give? A family to see you and all brethren, come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Come join us. Well, I gotta fight, I'm a very directive. Come join us. All we want to have is your small mind. Turn it into one of our kind. You can go through life, but it's just a lot. Different, definite, on your own. But we're looking for a few more. So we're cold. Come join us. Come join us. In the sense that the general revolutionary intellectual phrase, God's gonna leave.